focus on flowers. Twentieth-century garden designers in both England and America were educated in the Beaux-Arts tradition that emphasized large formal landscapes. Thomas Church, 1902 to 1978, studied this traditional style at both Harvard and Berkeley and began to practice landscape architecture in California in 1930, where there was a developing trend that gardens should be an extension of the living space of the home. Church used stone and concrete to define the boundaries of his outdoor rooms. He worked primarily in small gardens and so tried to create the illusion of greater space. He directed the eye to distant mountains, created varied levels with redwood decking, and incorporated the kidney-shaped swimming pool. Architecturally striking plants and colorful flowers were confined to geometric beds or containers. In 1955, he published Gardens for People, which popularized his ideas that a garden should have no beginning and no end and should be conceptualized to be seen simultaneously from a number of viewpoints. Line and form were combined and patterns made a rhythm. His style was a response to the landscape, climate, and lifestyle of California, but he was an influential pioneer of modernism in landscape design internationally. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Thomas Church.